This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Brudge
and Christine Wong.
We're talking about whether or not in the last few months you've bought yourself a new digital device. Was it a phone? Was it a computer, a laptop, a gaming console? Didn't you buy anything? Or was it something else? Arv, what have we got over on Twitter?
On Twitter, we've got a bunch of messages. I'll try to get through as many as I can. Roy Amira says, two new iPhone SEs for me and the missus. We upgraded from 5-year-old iPhone 6 and old SEs. We are good for another 5 years. Sweetchan says Raspberry Pi 4GB and 8GB set up as desktop for kids online learning. Also webcam, headset and SSD.
That's a smart idea.
Mm-hmm. Vanko says a monitor for working from home, wireless earbuds to walk around during conference calls, Apple TV and Google Chromecast to keep the parents entertained. Worth it. Sangat Nana says, well, I bought a PC but it wasn't for me. Harry says tablets for the kids to attend classes online. Joanna says, a gaming monitor, but only to replace the old broken one that happened to give up during the MCO.
Ouch.
Yeah. Chutney says, I got myself an iPhone SE 2020 after 4 years of using the old SE. Then we have one from Wilson. I think it's, yeah, Wilson 22 says, bought a new laptop because it has been 8 years and it's time to let the old girl go. Also bought a headset with microphone and a gamepad for gaming. Mm. And finally, James N says, got a PS4 just as the PS5 was announced. Got it for under a grand and don't need to spend on the large backlog of games since I can borrow most of them from friends. We'll probably do the same with the PS5.
Ooh, James, that's smart. Or anything over on Instagram?
Plenty of things on Instagram. First of all, the poll at the moment is yes at 28% and no at 72%. The responses include Mimi Liu with the Thermomix TM6.
Wow.
Azria Riz with a Sonos speaker. Very nice.
Oh, wow.
Leonard the dietitian with a full-frame camera after endless online courses in filmmaking. Fun. Shahir Muaz says a monitor. CJ Lim 9425 says new motherboard, processor, and RAMs. Very nice. And Ruben 3595 says a laptop.
There you go. Just to address the Thermomix thing, I Googled it. I found out the price. I won't be buying one anytime soon. Although they do look very nice.
They do look,
they
nice.
Look good.
If you spend an awful lot of time in the kitchen, which I haven't been doing. although I should be. One last message via WhatsApp from Tsai Yao Yang, who says, my wife bought a Fitbit. I bought the receipt. Right. Just to go back to that message about the person buying a PS4 just as the PS5 was announced, mm-hmm. we should probably give you some more details.
Yes. Yeah, so Sony had a live stream earlier today to announce details for the PlayStation 5. So they announced two versions, one with a 4K Blu-ray drive and another pure digital edition without an optical drive. Can you guess which one I'll be getting?
Well, I don't know, you see.
You said many words that I do not understand, to be honest.
The one with the 4K Blu-ray drive,
right,
you know,
right,
the
right.
physical media stuff. But then the digital edition appears to be a lot slimmer than the regular model due to the exclusion of the drive.
Hang on a minute. Mm. You're saying you're going to get the one with the digital drive, with the drive.
Yeah.
But just a couple of hours ago, outside.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you were going to get the one without the
because
drive?
Because I didn't know it had a 4K Blu-ray movie
right.
player. I thought it was just okay. for the games, you know what
okay.
I mean? Yeah, yeah. So, easy choice.
easy choice.
But it also appears to have several USB-A and USB-C ports at the front for both devices, the digital and the regular model. Based on the specs revealed by Sony, it is also reported to have 16 GBs of RAM and will have a custom 825 GB solid state drive that Sony promises will result in faster load times in games. So you were talking about the solid state drives and why it's different from the older ones.
You've put me on the spot now, haven't you? now, the reason I spoke about this is because somebody, a friend of mine, comedian Kwa Jenhan, messaged me just a few days ago and talked about how Sony have looked at the architecture in the way in which solid state drives where the data is stored, now work on what Sony have done. They've looked at the software, they've looked at the architecture of it, and basically rebuilt it from the ground up so it can now translate data much, much, much faster, to the point being it will probably be able to render graphics faster right now than some of the top-end gaming PCs, which has always been that console versus PC. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always been that kind of division. Mm-hmm. And it's looking very much like that the PS5 could now be the top dog when it comes to gaming, in terms of graphics.
Which makes sense, because it said that it also supports 8K graphics. So not 4K, but it doubled that. And it also is placing a lot of emphasis on 3D audio. So it's a feature that is said to deliver more immersive audio and sound effects when playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's because of the SSD that it can support all these features, like these extra features.
All these fancy things.
They also previously revealed the DualSense controller back in April. It maintains the same layout for the D-pad and the twin analog sticks. The live stream video also confirmed that the DualSense will have USB-C port on top and an audio port on the bottom for connecting headphones. The other main highlight of the live stream were the games coming to the PS5. These include next-gen updates of existing franchises such as Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, Horizon, Forbidden West. Rich, you've played Horizon Zero Dawn.
I did, yes. Yeah, it's so fantastic.
Yeah, this is the sequel for that. I have no idea what the graphics are going to look like. Gran Turismo 7 and Demon's Souls PS5 remake. It will also have an enhanced version of Grand Theft Auto 5, Ghostwire Tokyo, and Resident Evil Village from Capcom. Mm. The best part is it'll support backwards compatibility, allowing it to tap into PlayStation 4's vast library of 4,000 titles.
Wow.
This is the thing, right? When you're releasing a new console, it's the release titles that kind of make or break your sales, normally. But as we said earlier on, with this being the first console they've released in 7 years, mm-hmm. I don't really think it matters what they launch with. People will just want to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
But as someone that doesn't really know that much about gaming or consoles, as I don't have much experience in that, I did see the trailer for the Spider-Man Miles Morales PS5 game that they announced, and it looks like real life. Mm-hmm. The amount of work that has gone into animating this game is incredible, and I'm super excited to see. I probably won't play it myself, but I will probably watch a Let's Player play it on my behalf because it looks fantastic.
And this is the thing, they haven't announced any prices as of yet, have they?
No.
There are rumours, though.
Rumours. Somewhere above 3,000 ringgit,
right,
but below 3,500 ringgit. So in that vicinity. Mm.
To put that in perspective, when the PS4 launched, I think it was around 1,800 ringgit.
When it launched.
When it launched. The PS4 Pro is now around that price, 2,000 ringgit, depending on what you get.
I thought it was a lot less, the Pro. You can get it for like 1-2...
I don't know now.
Yeah.
This is the last time that I saw it was about that price.
But I guess does the backwards compatibility, is that a factor? Because it's sort of more bang for your buck if you can play all the PS4 games as well as the new PS5 games, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because the PS4 didn't do that. It wasn't compatible with the PS3 games.
With all the games.
And that was a bone of contention for a lot of people.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, just smart for them to release the Spider-Man game as one of its first, because that's a good gateway game. If you're not into gaming, the Spider-Man's a good, fun gateway game into other more complicated, complex stuff. So
who doesn't want to swing from building to building?
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Right. We should wrap up then, shouldn't we? Mm-hmm. For those of you that haven't bought anything during the last few months, are you excited about the PS5 coming out, or are you not? That's maybe something we can talk about next week or the week after when it finally comes out, which they've not given us a release date for either. When we're back here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, of course, the topic we have been discussing was whether or not you bought a new digital device over the past few months. And if so, what was it? The final results, the final tally at 261 votes are...
59% for didn't buy, 18% for phone, 16.5% for computer or laptop, and 6.5% for gaming console.
Mm-hmm. That was over on Twitter, over on Instagram.
Sorry, one quick thing. We had one more response on Twitter from Kenny Wong, who says, not any of the above, but they did buy two pairs of Bluetooth headphones for Teams meetings and a Bluetooth/wireless weighing scale. So...
a Bluetooth weighing scale?
Yes. I don't know why, but... great.
Maybe it secretly tells you what you weigh in your Bluetooth headphones, so nobody else finds out.
I don't want to think about it. Anyway, on Instagram, we have the poll at 28% yes, 72% no.
All right. Okay, of course, after that, we moved on to a story about preparing your staff psychologically for returning back to work.
That's right.
wrapping up with?
We spoke about PlayStation 5 and what we know so far.
Okay. Ladies and gents, don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. As Australia suffers its first recession in 29 years, the country is starting to kickstart its engines again as it continues to ease restrictions and as consumer confidence rises. For the 9th week, the government has also recently proposed for an inquiry into the origins of coronavirus as trade tensions with China rise. The Breakfast Grill spoke with the High Commissioner of Australia to Malaysia on how they've been handling the pandemic and recovering travel as well as education ties with Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.